Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about scouting in Sitka are Rose McIntyre. She's the Sitka Girl Scout Service Unit Manager. And Paul Ryu is the doesn't have anywhere near as glorious a title, but he's a glorious guy all the same. He's the committee chair for PAC 26 and a committee member on PAC 44. And Paul, I guess off the bat, I didn't know we had more than one PAC in Sitka.
Well, the Boy Scout side of things is divided into two. They have a 10-year-old split. So all the boys 10 and under are in Cub Scouts, and all the boys basically 11 and older are in the Boy Scout troop.
Okay, so that's why we have one is for the younger guys and,
that's correct, yep.
And the other's for the older. Mm-hmm. And Rose, you're going to have kind of a joint registration event coming up here soon?
Yes, this coming Wednesday night at Centennial Harrigan Hall from 6 to 8. 6 to 7 o'clock will be for new registrations, and 7 to 8 o'clock are the returning Cub Scout, Boy Scout, Girl Scouts.
Okay, and it's kind of a big year for Girl Scouts, isn't it?
It is.
It's like 100 years of scouting in the U.S.
Yes, it is.
That's amazing. Were you a Girl Scout when you were growing
I was
up?
A Girl Scout for only a year.
But,
that was it.
Well, how come you're so involved now?
I got involved when my daughter got involved in Girl Scouts, starting at the Daisy level in kindergarten. Okay. Here in Sitka when we moved back.
Okay, and that's mm-hmm. Jennifer.
It is.
We're going to be talking a lot about Jennifer. She's active in high school sports, and I think I've interviewed her a few times. Last year she came in for cross country or something.
I don't know.
And, of course, Stephen was practically a regular on the show. And Stephen, he's gone off to college now, but he went all the way through the Boy Scouts program and became an Eagle Scout.
Yes,
right?
He did.
Yeah, amazing. That's it's interesting to see these kids who do go all the way. I guess there's going to be a court of honor Friday for another Eagle Scout mm-hmm. in Sitka.
There is, yeah. One of our local well, they're all our favorites, but Mr. Soren White, who's played music right here in this own room.
Sure.
And, he's finished up his Eagle and just finished his project here this summer, I believe, putting those covers on the over the seating at Moeller Field.
Really?
So, yeah, that was every Eagle Scout has to do a community project. I believe Roberts was Shelikoff Cabin? They redid a cabin?
Or Stephen.
Oh, excuse me, Stephen.
Davidoff Cabin?
Davidoff mm-hmm. Cabin, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, That's part of it. I mean, there's a lot of facets to it, but doing their community big Eagle project is a big part of it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're kind of talking about when we're talking about Soren and Stephen and these Eagle Scouts, we're sort of talking about the major league. So let's go back to just getting in to the program. You've got kids who are coming new into it, and can you come into scouting at any age, or have you got to start young, or what's your advice? What kind of people are you looking for Wednesday night? What kind of kids?
For the Girl Scouts, we begin our program at the kindergarten level. And we have six different levels of Girl Scouts. We're not separated like the Boy Scouts, per se. So our girls are split up every 2 years, like every two grade levels. And they go from the Daisies, Brownies, Juniors, cadets, seniors, and then ambassadors, and then hopefully they too attain like the highest honor in Girl Scouts, kind of like the Boy Scouts. They have their gold award. So that's where our levels go to.
Okay. And Paul, what's a good age to get into scouting for boys?
Well, anyone who's interested should definitely come, even if they're not ready to register. If they want to come by and talk to us, that's great. You can start at any age, but we start a little bit later. We start in the first grade with the Boy Scout program because, believe it or not, I think girls are a little bit more mature than boys.
But anecdotal. There's no research, of course, confirming that.
Yeah, nothing official. But so our boys can start as young as first grade and then all the way up through age 18. And anyone who's interested along the way can join in. But yeah, those boys in first grade are ready to start Tiger Cubs and Cub Scouts if they're interested. So we have a lot of fun with those guys.
And what does it cost nowadays to be in scouting on the boys' side?
At least for the Cub Scout side of things, the registration for the year is $50, and then there's some uniform parts and whatnot that that add up to maybe about another $50 or $60. So the cost for the whole year is probably about $110, somewhere in that neighborhood. And on the Boy Scout side of things, I'm not sure what the registration is this year. They have a similar uniform costs, but of course the Boy Scouts, well, depending on how fast they grow, generally get a little bit more than a year or two out of their uniforms, but it's hard to say. But, other than that, we do a lot of fundraising in town and the community is such a great supporter. People just really pitch in and make things happen. So the overall cost is fairly low.
Right. Rose, what about Girl Scouting? How much does it cost to register?
Registration is for girls is $17, and then there's going to be the uniforms and supplies. Depending on what level, it depends on the uniform and the level that they're at. So I would say, like Paul, it's probably could go up to like about $100 for the year. And I'm sure it's the same with the Boy Scouts. The Girl Scouts also, we don't want money to be a deterrent for anybody to join Scouts. We do have partial and full scholarships available for anybody that would like to join Scouts.
Okay. And the money is sometimes not the major factor for kids. I know, Rose, you and I have talked about all the things our kids do every time we see each other. What's the time commitment for somebody going into scouting?
Well, the beauty of Girl Scouts, at least, the Girl Scouts have kind of shift from being in your traditional troop level. That's one of the pathways. The Girl Scout now has like 6 different pathways because we know that girls and boys can be so heavily activity loaded here in Sitka that now that if girls don't want to be in a troop per se and they just want to come to like our monthly huge like all Girl Scout activities, they could just participate in that, or they could just do like our camps that we have available within the local or the state level. But generally, I would say most parents, and girls want to be like in a troop, and so they can range anywhere from meeting weekly, or I would say majority of my existing troop scouts right now are meeting twice a month, and then we have our one or two big Girl Scout activities, and the meetings usually last an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. And are scouts expected? At the Eagle Scout level, obviously these guys are doing work sort of outside the meeting for sure. Is that true for scouting in general? Is there stuff you're supposed to be doing, working on your badges, that's outside of the meetings or the big events that takes time?
Somewhat. It definitely increases as the age level increases. And so do the meeting lengths on the Boy Scout side. We started about 45 minutes for the youngest, and it's probably about an hour and a half once weekly for each of those. And then there may be a monthly activity like a hike on a Saturday or something that would fall outside of that. And then there is a family aspect, at least on the Cub Scouting side. Each of the levels have activities that are designed to do outside of scouting, to do with as a family unit. Mm-hmm. And it's to kind of throw curveballs and stuff into the family and give you an idea of something that you might not pick up on your own, but once you try it, And then on the Boy Scout level, they have, a merit badge system and whatnot where they can pursue their own interests and get rewarded for that outside of their usual meeting times and whatnot. So that does become an aspect of it.
Okay. When's it get going here in Sitka? Registration is going to be this Wednesday night, but when does the rubber really kind of hit the road for scouting this time of year?
For the girls, the Girl Scout year primarily begins in October. My existing troops that I have right now, I'm hearing leaders are saying they're going to have their first meeting, you know, within the next couple of weeks. But for the new troops that that we'll be forming, probably we're looking at October. They'll get going.
Okay, same sort of thing for you, Paul.
For the Cub Scouts, we're going to have a organizational meeting the week after, or next Monday night, and we'll have all the information for that at registration. And then we'll sort of get going from there. And the Boy Scouts, they're like clockwork. I got to tip my hat to the troop leader over there. And they meet year round. They meet every Thursday night at the basement at St. Gregory's. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in Boy Scouting and you're not making the registration this week for some reason, you can always stop by there on a Thursday night. They're like clockwork. They're always there.
Okay, that sounds good. Lastly, in the few seconds we have left, this scouting doesn't take place without the support of the community and actual adults who volunteer to lead the program. And I gather, Rose, you're sort of the leader of the leaders. You still need people on your team to pull off Girl Scouts this
Absolutely.
Year.
Yes, we're looking for new leaders and co-leaders. Some of my present leaders are looking for co-leaders. They just need, you know, another adult there at the meetings to support the girls. And then we're always looking for anybody that has a specialty and something that, you know, they think that, you know, they could bring, you know, to the girls if they just want to, you know, give their time for an hour to tell the girls about their specialties that are their passions that they have.
Okay. And is the same true for the Boy Scouts and Cub
Scouts? Pretty much word for word.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if people do want to become involved as leaders or co-leaders, should they turn up on Wednesday or how should they get in touch with you guys?
Well, they can come by on Wednesday. That would be fine. If they're looking to get in touch with the Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts, if they wanted to catch us on the web, it's at sitkascouting.org. And if you go to the contacts there, it'll hook you right up with us. So if you have an interest or specialty, like Rose said, please feel free to drop us an email and we can integrate you.
And for Girl Scouts, just contact me. I'm at 966-2599, and you could contact our council office as well. It's girlscoutsofalaska.org.
Okay. And also, I guess there's a cool Sitka Girl Scouts Facebook page for those of us on Facebook.
Yes.
It's a great way to communicate in groups like that. Well, Rose McIntyre is the Sitka Girl Scout Service Unit Manager. Paul Ryu is committee chair for PAC 26 and a committee member for PAC 44. Registration for Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, and Girl Scouts who are celebrating their 100th anniversary is this Wednesday night at Harrigan Centennial Hall, 6 to 7 p.m. for people new to scouting and 7 to 8 p.m. for the old hands. And everybody turn out. And Rose and Paul, if there were a merit badge for the morning interview, I'd be handing them out to you guys.
Thanks, right.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Well, thank you.